This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Crustacean Comma Giant.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Fucking cutie.
Look at the little guy. Specifically the big guy, though, right? Because yeah, this also has something with scale.
This is one of my favorite illustrations because this picture does more for the giant crustacean than anything about making me want to put them in campaigns. Because he's so cute. And he's just like, I'm out of here. Like, he's just side scuttle. Like, first of all, scuttle, cutest verb.
Yep.
Second of all, he's just like side scuttling out of here. Like, presumably he ate that warrior. That's the scale. But he's just like, no, I can't be mad at him.
No. You know what it is? It is the way the eyes are drawn. They're black, but they have those big like
little anime reflections. Yeah,
they got the anime reflections, and also they're at just the right angle to make it look kind of like precocious.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a very coquettish crab.
Yeah. And he's got a business claw and a pleasure claw.
He does have a business. Yeah, you got to put him. He's coquettish, and you're going to put him on a croquette. He's croquettish.
Yep.
Did I get a nice brie and crab crotchet?
Yeah. And also, yeah. This is a hermit crab specifically in this right here, which I like a hermit crab.
Oh, I love hermit crabs, man. I used to raise them.
Oh, yeah?
Like, not raise them. I didn't have, like, thousands of them.
Like, to sell? Go, my army. Proceed.
At one point, I taught them to talk, and they called me mom. At one point, I had 5 of them.
Okay.
So I had many of them of many different sizes.
You weren't, like, living on the beach and, you know, raising them to sell in the gift shops?
No. The Krabby Cabana? I closed that place down.
Yep.
The,
the numerous health code violations.
Yeah, you can't sell a dead animal.
Nope.
Here's the thought. Yeah, unless it's for food.
Well, you know.
So these are my little guys. Artie, the strongest crab in the world, was my principal crab.
Okay.
And then I had a series of like kind of auxiliary crabs, like just like with less clever names and kind of like crabs I clearly cared about less.
Right. Okay.
And mourned their passing less.
So when you say that Artie was the principal crab, was this by deed or by decree?
It was the job I gave him at Crab Academy.
Okay.
So he was a vice principal crab was the bad cop.
Yeah.
And principal crab was the good cop.
Okay. Yeah, it's always the way. It's always
a
the
crab
way.
A crab to me.
Yeah. So it's pretty much just the illustration here though, right?
It's otherwise it's just describing crabs. Like if you scaled everything down to this, like, oh, instead of doing 2d4 damage, it does 1d2 damage, it would just be a crab.
Yeah. I mean, it would just be going after toeses.
Yeah. People eat these shits. And they have the crayfish, which, like, why? If there's prehistoric Pete who's, like, including the crayfish, some shithead is, like, we're going to, or including all the Smilodons. Some shithead is just, like, trying to throw in this crayfish because it does not belong here.
Yeah, you know, it's just, stay away. And then you'll get to the kingdom through the devil's crick. But,
yes.
But beware, for that is where the giant crayfish. I'm sorry, did you say a crawdad gon' get me?
Yeah. that's your impression of a Nixie, which think that the meat of the giant crayfish is especially prized.
Yeah.
There's a concentrated effort in this to mix these things with real. Like, the only thing to challenge the supremacy of a giant crustacean is a dragon turtle, which is what it sounds like.
Which just give me a hierarchy. Give me like a ranking, I guess.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do this, I want to know what beats what.
I think it is generally true that crabs are cuter than lobsters by an order of magnitude.
I think that's a proportion thing, honestly. I love,
like, they
I,
just have different proportions, or
I think that a lobster's kind of elongated nature makes it less cute. I think a rounded crab is going to be cuter no matter what.
Round is the cutest shape.
Yes.
It's why ladies love cool belly. Like I got going on right here.
Yeah.
That's why you want to fuck to Santa Claus.
If you pour in December is to be believed.
Yes. Yeah. You wait until December where you can walk on a bridge of crocodiles to go fuck the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Go somewhere that let you touch his tit.
To touch the tit.
Let me touch the tit. Santa.
Get over here. Don't run for my claws.
Santa baby, gonna oh, claw God. Up your little tits.
Oh man, one time I like one Christmas concert for choir, the girls did did Santa baby, and then there was a duet of It's Cold Outside, and it's like, what the fuck is happening?
It is what's known as the date rape suite.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.